How likely is it that we are going to see Damian Lillard be traded here to the Miami Heat? Of course, we'll start with you, Solano.
I'm going 100%.
Wow.
I'm gonna do
you're
it.
Worse
I'm
than go wait. The, you're worse than ESPN.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
3%.
This is going to get done 100%. The Miami Heat are in the driver's seat. 100. Like I've mentioned time and time again, they've had all the foresight in the world here. Since the finals ended, they've put together a plan to make this happen. It's why they were so quiet in free agency. It's why they weren't able or looking to move other pieces in order to bring back Strus or to bring back Gabe Vincent. It's why Heat fans were going crazy yesterday at 6 p.m. or 6:30 when the Gabe Vincent news broke that he's going to L.A. Well, why wouldn't they offer him $2 extra million? They're able to do it under the second tax apron. They can move X player. They can do this in terms of their contract and bring back Gabe Vincent. But the Miami Heat were thinking bigger than Gabe Vincent or Max Strus. Nothing. That's not an indictment on those guys, right? They earned their money. They were phenomenal players here for Miami. Those stories are remarkable, and they're the stories that we're going to look back on in that last season and think about those undrafted guys that exceeded expectations in such a huge way. But the reality is the Heat had bigger plans in mind. Bam's friendship with Dame, the fact that he wants to come here, the fact that the best possibility for him to win a title out of anybody we're talking about is here in Miami. And then you pair that with the fact that you have Pat Riley and you have Andy Ellisberg at the forefront leading this charge. I'm saying it's 100%. I think by the end of this weekend, by Monday at 2 p.m. when I'm on the air, Damian Lillard will be a member of the Miami Heat.